Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hello, everyone. It's Linda Pliagas with Realty 411 Radio. Hi, Michael. Are you on the air?
I am, Linda. Look forward to it.
Wonderful. Well, Michael's going to be hosting the show, so I'm going to be in the background, and we do have a fabulous guest today, Mr. Robert Campbell, who's America's foremost authority on real estate timing. So take it away, Michael. I'm going to bring Robert on the air right now.
Sounds really good. Thanks for having us today, Linda. Again, my name is Michael Marangiello. I'm the program director of the Bay Area Wealth Builders Association, and I am on with Mr. Robert Campbell. He's an author of the book Timing the Real Estate Market. He's a real estate economist. He's a statistician, and he's an investor. Robert, are you with us today?
I sure am.
Good, good. Yeah, I gave a little bit of a bit about your background, but maybe you might share with folks who are listening a little more about your background and where you come from.
I'm a Southern California native. I'm the son of a home builder. I like to tell people I was born on a building site because I almost was. My father built homes, new homes in Southern California for 55 years, so I have it in my blood. And ever since I was old enough to walk, I was on my dad's building site going through lumber yards. So my dad not only built custom homes for people, he did a lot of spec building. So I probably know real estate cycles more than anybody because I've been around it my entire life, and that's been a big advantage to me. A lot of people have to experience these things before they believe them, Mike. And after you have it.
Oh, absolutely.
And,
yes.
You know, I've experienced them, so this has turned into a fabulous business for me. I've been publishing the Campbell Real Estate Timing Letter for 17 straight years, and I love it.
Yes, and it's a wonderful publication, and I know folks who are listening will have an opportunity to find out more about your visit to the Bay Area coming up and also how to become a subscriber. But let's jump into a couple of questions here, Bob, for our audience, since we have a limited amount of time today. There's a lot of discussion going on about the market and the market changing and the market transitioning. And obviously the Fed is being accused by not only the president but others about why are interest rates being raised so rapidly in response to an economy that seems to be doing well. What is your opinion for those that are listening about the effect of interest rates on what you see happening in the real estate markets in California and around the country?
Well, interest rates have to raise interest rates to get them back to normal, because in dropping interest rates to get us out of the financial crisis of 2008, they have of course stimulated the stock market, stimulated the real estate market. And now everything is at record highs, perhaps at bubble highs. I mean, a bubble is a very subjective word, but things are very, very expensive. And now they've got to get rates back to normal to cool things off, and we're seeing the aftermath of that. But there's a price to pay. You know, everybody enjoyed the benefits of riding the bubble up, and, you know, with price appreciation. And now we're going to get see the effects of what happens when the bubbles deflate.
Yeah, and I've heard, you know, and I suspect you're saying similarly, that the Fed has to basically put some tools back in the toolbox that they can use in the event that this economy starts to falter. Otherwise, they'll have no bullets to shoot.
That's one of the reasons. Another reason is this, Michael. The pension industry, the pension business in the United States is in a crisis right now. That's an $18 trillion business. Depending on whose pension it is, they have to be invested in government bonds, either 50% or with Social Security, up to 100%. When they dropped interest rates to record lows, you know what those returns went to? Extremely low levels where they could no longer make the payouts that they were projected to make. So if they don't get interest rates back up, We're going to have an $18 trillion crisis in pensions where the money's just literally not going to be there. I think Medicare runs out of money in 2024.
Yeah, that's coming around the corner for sure. Let's also talk briefly here today as well about the world's two largest economies that continue to butt heads with one another over, of course, I'm referring to China and the United States, but they're butting heads over trade tariffs, the buying of our debt. Here's my question. How does that play also into having an effect on our real estate markets?
Well, the effect from a direct impact on the real estate markets, it's a minimal effect. From an indirect standpoint, that China's going through a contraction of their economy right now, and being the second largest economy in the world, that, of course, is affecting the entire world global economy, and we're seeing the effects of that right now, Mike, in the stock market. Look at Apple, for example. Apple's the golden boy. They haven't done anything wrong in 10 or 15 or 20 years. All of a sudden, their stock, you know, dropped 8% today, and it's off its highs, something like 40%, and it's because primarily of China. China's slowing down, just like we're slowing down, and all of a sudden the end market for all these consumer goods is no longer there. So we're all feeling the effects of it one way or another.
Yeah, and just to dovetail on that, what you're saying is some would argue that Apple is now entering into bear territory, but stock market investors were very, very jubilant last year in 2017. And then, of course, this past year, 2018, they've been very disappointed. A lot of analysts that I've heard are saying and predicting that we're looking for a very flat stock market in 2019. Here's my question. We've heard that before the last two recessions, there was a lot of stock market volatility that preceded those recessions. Do you agree with that premise?
Absolutely. A falling stock market is a great leading indicator to the to an economic downturn. Everybody's focusing. If you listen to CNBC and people talk, they're all talking about the fundamentals. All business is still good. Earnings are still good. You know, unemployment's still low. You know, yada, yada, yada. If anybody studies history, which most people don't, that they find out that the stock market is a better economist than these economists are. And what happens is the market turns down, and then the bad economic news starts coming out. Like right now, consumer confidence, Michael, is at or near a record high. And
correct.
All of a sudden, the market's starting to tank. Absolutely. That happens every time. That's the way it works. The bad news comes out later. That's when we're going to hear the bad news, like all of a sudden Apple disclosing this, you know, that they see their sales revenue is going to start declining. You know,
right.
Wouldn't have seen that until yesterday, but now we're starting to see it. That's
so
the fundamental stuff.
So you're suggesting that it's almost a leading indicator then?
Absolutely, it's a leading indicator. And for those that are, you know, those that are listening to this broadcast here, you know, you and I are having a seminar on January 19th. The key indicators that I'm going to be presenting to you are leading indicators to real estate downturns. You want to know what's going to happen before everybody else. That's the key. I mean, and the things I'm going to show you give you about a three-month head start. That's all you get. You don't get more than that. So if you're dilly-dallying around and still don't know riding the fence, you're gonna be in the same boat as everybody else behind the curve. But the stock market is a leading indicator. Absolutely.
Yeah, good. No, good stuff. Good to hear, and that's very interesting. And, of course, earnings reports are coming out on a lot of these companies in the coming weeks, too, and I suspect they're not going to be as they were projected. So that
absolutely. But what you found out is the earnings reports are going to – the fundamentals, the earning reports are going to start coming in weaker, but
right.
Are stocks still up at record highs? No, they're down 20%. The market led those fundamental indications.
Right. Yep. So a lot of people that are listening today, Bob, and I know we're going to have you to delve into this during the full day on January 19th, but a lot of people are in the real estate game, whether they're buying and selling or buying and holding property that they've ridden this appreciation wave up over the last 7-8 years. They're wondering, is today still a good time or the right time to buy?
No, not a good time to buy. Not a good time to buy anything. We're nearing the time to sell, Michael.
So that's around the corner is what you're suggesting.
And it's coming quickly at us right now. Anybody that's been around California real estate as long as I have, which is 70 years, you know, knows it's extremely cyclical. You know, and there's two sides of a cycle. There's the up cycle and the down cycle. The next down, you know, the next cycle we're going to see is the down cycle, the same that we're going to see in the stock market. Exactly.
Yes.
You know, they're not giving away money in California real estate. If they were giving away money in California real estate, Warren Buffett would own more of it.
That's true. So I know you track more than just California. I think you track, 14 other markets, metro markets, or how many?
17 other markets around the country. But California is my specialty because, I mean, I get more good data for California than any other place, you know, in the country. And it's just, you know, California is the leading edge. And, I mean, that's our product. You know,
yes.
Technology and real estate are the product of California. That's why people come here.
And I've heard you say, and we've had you, as you know, several years to visit and speak with us. We're going to have you again on the 17th of January and then the full-day workshop on the 19th. But you have said and have stated in the past that everyone's entitled to their opinions, but that data speaks louder than opinions. Why don't you expand
Absolutely.
On that for
data me? Data speaks. If you're looking at the right data, if you know where to look, and that's one thing I'm going to show you today. There's so much data coming at people. The net result is complete confusion, unclarity. So you only have to be really looking at five key pieces of data. And then I'm going to show you, you know, five secondary pieces of data that kind of give you a broader market view. But if you know where to look, the data will tell you what's going to happen. The data is going to tell you what the intentions of the market are, you know, 3 to 6 months ahead of time. But data speaks 10 times more loudly than opinion and probably 100 times more loudly than any forecast from an economist.
Now, these indicators, these key leading indicators that you refer to, if people come out and listen to you or come to the workshop, will they be able to interpret these indicators on their own as well?
Sure, absolutely. In fact, I was telling a friend of mine the other day, and I said, I plan on living to be 100 years old, which is another 29 years. But one of the reasons I give these seminars, Mike, is that let's just say something happened to me and I'm gone. Don't you think people should be self-reliant and be able to do this on their own? Because I have a great business. I have a great following. And some of my longest term subscribers are from the Bay Area, and they know that too. I mean, I've been speaking at your club for almost 15 years now, and I've developed
Yes.
some great friends. But just think, I believe in people being self-reliant. That if something happens, that you can take care of things on your own on a standalone basis. It's like people that work for a corporation, you know, for 30 years and then get fired. They're in trouble.
Yes.
They're in trouble, Mike.
Yes, I agree. Let me ask you what your response might be to those in the real estate business. And I'm talking about realtors or the real estate community who obviously has their own self-interest at play here. Many of their economists are saying that we've reached a point of stabilization in the marketplace and that there probably will be some continued growth, but albeit slowly or more of a sideways type market. What do you say to that comment?
Those guys, I don't listen to NAR, CAR, National Association of Home Builders, Mortgage Brokers Association, because they all make their living on commissions. As nice a people as they are, and 25% of my following is directly in the real estate business. They make their living on commissions, so their interests come first, and you have to know that. It's like going to, there's an old expression. Go ask the person that cuts your hair if you need a trim. Find out what he's going to say.
Right. I agree. Also, as you very well know, many in the mortgage industry and the lending sector are hurting right now. The refi business is way down because interest rates have risen, and they're now coming out with some of these crazy and more creative non-QM loan products again.
One of the things I'm going to be sharing with people is this. The real estate is a leading indicator to the economy as well, because speaking of the wealth effect, you know, 90% of the U.S. economy is built on consumer purchasing.
Yes.
Do you think consumers have the propensity to spend more when prices are rising, or less when prices are or more when prices are falling? Housing prices.
Yeah, of course, when they're up, yes.
Exactly. And all of a sudden, here's what happens. So many people in the real estate business, they do real well during the boom times, and they reward themselves with a real nice house, with a real big mortgage at or near the peak, because they can qualify for a big mortgage because they're making a lot of money. Now real estate turns down. And
yep.
Somebody that's making, let's just say, $100,000 in commissions, you know, in 2018, in 2020, they're making $50,000. Now they can't afford their house. The people most at risk during real estate downturns are people in the business for the reasons that I just cited and that you just cited, Mike.
Right, and also the far-reaching vendors that support the real estate industry, the construction people, the people that sell furnishings and appliances and materials and on that are associated with housing and how it's built and maintained.
That's 18 to 20% of the U.S. economy is directly associated with where we are, what direction housing prices are going. Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely, yes.
That's why it's such a key industry to follow. And that's why real estate people are more vulnerable than anybody. I've seen these cycles, Mike, where I've seen people, you know, that major brokerage houses doing extremely well. You know, buy big houses in Rancho Santa Fe during the booms. They're in bankruptcy courts during the bust. I mean, it's amazing. And these aren't just things that I can't validate. I can validate them because I've been around the business my entire life. And it's amazing what you learn. And it's like, who do I learn from today? Everybody that's listening to this, I'm 71 years old. I'm not a 35-year-old kid. You know, when I was 35 years old, I was going to live in the biggest house in Rancho Santa Fe on top of the hill. And I said, you know what? Life intervenes. The cycles change. But some of the people that I listen to most today, whose books I read and that sort of thing, who I listen to when they're being interviewed, are people in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. You know why? Because they've been around.
Yes.
They have a lot of wisdom to share, Michael.
I mean,
you're not my age yet. But the older you get, the more respect you start having for risk. Like my dear old dad used to say, don't take advice from any – and he built homes for 55 years, so he's a rough and tough home builder. You know, there's nothing rougher than the home business.
Yeah.
If you're a candy ass, you'll never make it in the housing business. But he used to say, never take advice from anybody that's under 50. And they'd say, why, Mr. Campbell? Because they haven't had their head in the cement mixer enough times.
Very true. That's very, very true.
It's true. I mean, you can be smart, but, you know, half the time you have to experience these things, you know, firsthand to see they're really real.
Yes. And another thing, of course, to sort of echo what you were saying is that many people sadly start tapping into their equity with these HELOC loans and borrowing against the equity as if it was an ATM machine. And we see quite a bit of that also in California where they're just using leverage in a very, very unwise way.
Well, they have to because we have such a high cost of living, my friend.
Absolutely.
California is probably one of the five highest cost of living states in the country. I mean, you know, we have high property, we have high taxes, we have high income taxes, and all of that stuff. So it's really kind of sad that, unfortunately, yes, that's what people do. And here's what happens to people in the real estate industry, whatever aspect they are. They make a lot of money, they reward themselves with a real nice house, or they overextend themselves somehow. Then all of a sudden, they get in trouble financially. Their income goes down, they lose their job, something happens, and all of a sudden, now they have to start selling their assets to come up with cash in order to survive. Do you want to be selling your house or income property in a down market in California? And that's where everybody
absolutely
gets.
Absolutely not.
I know. You know, and it is, it's so amazing that, you know, and I'm so glad that, to hold these seminars like this where I can help people. And over the course of the last 17 years, and I know I'm boasting, but it's really, really true. I couldn't count. There are so many people that have called me and told me, they said, Mr. Campbell, I heard you speak in year such and such, such and such. You saved my ass. They said, you know, all of a sudden, everything you said seemed to make sense more than anybody else because you weren't selling anything other than good advice. But it's really true. When you can help people make better decisions like that, and also especially up in the Bay Area. So, you know, about half of your audience that will be there at that meeting,
yes,
and there'll probably be 250 people there, that I will recognize half of those faces and know half of their names.
And,
I mean,
and let's talk a little bit of let's talk a little bit about your visit, and also we'll mention it at the end here too. But obviously, real estate markets do signal their future intentions if you know where to look. We're going to have Mr. Campbell, Robert Campbell, teaching a full-day class, actually, Saturday, January 19th, in Corte Madera. And the class is called The Coming Real Estate Crash, How to Call the Next Housing Market Top. Bob is going to be with us all day, far more than he can spend on this short call today or an hour and a half discussion on delving into these key leading indicators and what they show him and how you can also use them to interpret the market and the directions that it may be heading in. This is a full-day event that's going to be held Saturday, January 19th in Corte Madera, and you can certainly find out more information through Realty 411 or through the Bay Area Wealth Builder website at bawb.info. But Bob, part of that day, I know we're going to also talk about ways that you can do business safely in a transitioning market to mitigate some of that risk. I know I'm going to be there with you that day as well. And there are some certainly warning signs that people are seeing in the market. You're sharing that with us today. And I think the key question, I know you will dovetail on this as well, is the when. And you the when, everybody wants to know, when is the time to sell? When is the time to sell? And I guess your answer to them would be what?
Oh, well, I'm going to show you. I mean, use these indicators, and I'll tell you when. Another question is, how far are prices going to fall during this down cycle? That's
absolutely
a good question.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, back in 2005, I did some, when I wrote my book in 2002, and I gave a speech in San Diego in 2005, and I ran a lot of numbers. I'm a real numbers guy. I'm all numbers. All numbers. That's all I care about. You know, I'm completely a numbers guy. And I ran some numbers, and I came to the conclusion that California housing prices were going to fall 40 to 45% during the next correction. And I ran it by a good friend of mine who's also smart and knows numbers. And I said, show me where my numbers are wrong. And he looked at me and he said, well, I've never seen anything like this before, Bob. And he said, I think you're probably right. And I said, I'm thinking about putting this in my timing letter and talking about this at my next speech at San Diego, but I'm afraid to do that because, you know, I mean, what if I'm wrong? And I said, and people are going to think that I'm crazy. And he said, Bob, do it. I got up there and told people in 2005, the early part of 2005, when the correction arrives, California housing prices are going to fall 40 to 45%. And I was wrong. They fell 50, 55%. But there are ways that you can do this. Some people say that you can't make predictions, you can't predict the future, and that's not entirely true. I'll tell you what you can predict. You can predict how, during corrections, how far prices are likely to fall, especially when it comes to real estate. And I'm going to share that with you. If that's
absolutely
not worth a day of anybody's time, knowing what kind of risks they face right now in the marketplace relative to their own personal financial situation, their needs, their age, you know, what their hopes and dreams are, I don't know what is. But it's really amazing that you can do this. In fact, I'm writing my January timing letter right now, and I'm working on it. And nationally, I'm doing a chart, and I'm going to be sharing in the January letter how far I think housing prices are going to fall nationally. And whatever they're going to fall nationally, add 5 or 10% on it for California, because we are much more cyclical than the rest of the United States.
Absolutely. We're in a very volatile market right now, not just in the stock market, but apparently it's, you know, wound its way into the uncertainty in the real estate markets. Listen, folks, for those of you that are listening here, Robert Campbell is going to be teaching this workshop on Saturday, January 19th, called The Coming Real Estate Crash, How to Call the Next Housing Market Top. As you've heard today, Bob will dive far more deeply into how to use historically reliable indicators to sell at the peak. Plus, there'll be discussion during the day on various ways that you can take advantage of the market uncertainty that exists and learn ways to safely continue to do business in a transitioning marketplace. We'd love to have you come and find out more information about the class. Again, it's going to be Saturday, January 19th in Corte Madeira. You can go to bawb.info and click on the workshops link to find out more. You can find us also on Realty Mag, Realty411mag.com as well. And in the waning time that we have left here today, Bob, why don't you share with our audience why people should be there as well on Saturday the 19th?
Okay, go. Talk is cheap. Performance speaks for itself, right? Going back 40 years, my timing model that I'm going to show you how to create for yourself has been correct, accurate, 80 to 90% of the time. Proven, documented. What do you know? How many stock market timing indicators do you know that are right 80 to 90% of the time? Zero. I mean, I've been doing this stuff. I mean, I know about the stock. How I learned about real estate was I started playing the stock market when I was a teenager. This isn't something I picked up the last couple of years because I'm bright enough to read a couple smart books and said, you know, I could start selling seminars on this stuff. This is something I've been doing my whole life.
Yeah, and it's a passion of yours, and we're glad to have you. Again, folks, as we only have a couple of seconds left here, we appreciate the time that you've spent with us today, Bob. Please visit with us. Bob will be speaking on January 17th at an evening event, and then that will be followed by the full-day event, Saturday the 19th, with regards to the workshop. Bob, I want to thank you for being with us and the audience today. I hope that you've instilled in them the fact that this could be a very crucial time, that they need to certainly heed the warnings and heed the wisdom that you're willing to impart.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of the people are going to be there. And thanks a lot, Mike, and it's been fun doing this.
Thank you for being with us today, Bob.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Well, folks, that was another episode of Realty 411 Radio with Michael Morongelio with the Bay Area Wealth Builders. Thank you so much for hosting the show, Michael. We appreciate it. Be sure to log on and visit realty411.com for all the latest information, news, and updates. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great day. Bye-bye.